High property taxes have long been a major issue for New York State. The property tax cap instituted in recent years was hailed as a way to curb that rising cost. It has also had a significant impact on school budgets. As Tim Creamer of the New York State School Boards Association tells us, the lower annual tax increases have resulted in higher numbers of school budgets gaining voter approval.
97.6% of the school district budgets passed statewide. And if you stayed at or below your cap, you were almost 99%. If you tried to exceed the cap and needed that supermajority of 60% of the voters to approve it, you had a 50% passage rate.
Among those districts that did not get the supermajority, Eden here in Erie County. And, you know, rather than get into the specifics of Eden, maybe just to give us the anatomy of building a school budget to a certain extent and what forces these school boards to perhaps make an increase in spending like Eden or some of these other districts needed to do.
Compensation. So you're going to look at salaries and benefits. And this year in particular, the employers' contribution rate to the retirement systems went up. That's a complicated formula unto itself. But one thing that was notable, a lot of dollars being devoted to school safety and security measures, and a lot of people talking about hiring school resource officers. So I think that's where you're going to see a lot of the new money going.
Like you said, this is a trend in terms of the relatively remarkable success rate of passing budgets across New York State. Why you're seeing such success in terms of passing these school budgets, and all of them, of course, most of them coming in under that property tax cap?
Well, that's the number one. I think if you stay at or below your cap, voters are satisfied that their taxes are not going to go up that much. I hate to say it, but I think people become apathetic and figure, this thing's going to pass, so why bother? And that's really the story here. We also have a very low voter turnout, dropping dramatically since the advent of the property tax cap in 2012. Over 30% drop in voter turnout since that time.
Back into Erie County, not long before the vote in Eden, there was an issue raised by the county executive here in Erie County. He is calling on some school districts to merge and things along these lines. And one of the most recent examples specifically got into is Eden combining with North Collins. And I'm wondering from your point of view, for a county administrator to be entering into this kind of debate about merging and consolidation, is it something that you welcome or can you see it being problematic?
For a politician, that's probably a third rail issue that he or she should probably stay away from. These mergers, they look good on paper from time to time, and they make sense, and the districts have declining enrollment, and we're right contiguous to one another. We have similar populations, similar programs. We could offer more if we merge together. But then you ask the community to support that, and almost invariably, those votes go down. Usually what we see is one of those proposed merged districts is attractive. They get a good financial situation, they're well managed, they got great staff, the contracts are in place, they don't have a big debt, things like that. The other district that wants to merge with them is not such an attractive partner. The voters in the first district go, why would we partner with them? They got all these problems. And then I think a lot of other things come into play. I know we've been competitors on the field, athletic field, and we don't want to become partners with those guys. We hate those guys. They're our arch rivals. You know, crazy stuff like that comes into play.
Tim Creamer is Executive Director of the New York State School Boards Association, joins us by phone this morning. Thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.